Hey guys, welcome back to the Voices of Protest podcast. I'm Bella Needham, I'm 15 years old and a Year 10 student attending Elizabeth MacArthur High School. Today I'm going to be telling you all about social prejudice and how it is represented in contemporary media and in today's society, specifically in Lost Voices by Darius Simpson and Scout Bosley, and in Heaven by Troye Sivan. Social prejudice is a heavy term, so I'm going to break it down for all of you. The definition of prejudice in the dictionary is a preconceived opinion that is not based on reason or actual experience. So what does this actually mean? It means that someone has already made their mind up about something they don't know anything about, which can be incredibly dangerous in our society. These preconceived ideas are usually things about race, gender, sexuality, and socioeconomic status.
Last day I realized I was black was in an elevator in California. To the white woman that told me she knows what it feels like to be black because she grew up poor.
I would tell you to think before you speak,
but your mind has got to be bacteria infected.
In Lost Voices by Darius Simpson and Scout Bosley, it is a performance poem where the two poets swap voices. The life experiences of one poet is read aloud by the other and vice versa. While the stories are being read out loud by the poet, the other attempts to speak but ends up just lip-syncing the words of the other poet. The poem refers to people's experiences being stolen from them. Social prejudice is shown throughout this whole text, but specifically through the line, "The problem with speaking up for each other is that everyone is left without a voice," which shows the way that even when you are an ally, if you haven't actually had those personal experiences, you shouldn't be speaking over those who actually have. In Heaven by Troye Sivan, the song is about eternalized depression of his sexuality and his relationship with religion. He had a religious upbringing, and once he realized he was gay, he didn't know how he would get to heaven without losing a piece of himself. Throughout the song, he doubts his faith multiple times, and the main line in the chorus is, "If I'm losing a piece of me, how do I get to heaven?" Although he grew up believing in God, society's homophobia, which is specifically present in religion, makes him doubt his identity and worth as a whole. Social prejudice is shown throughout the whole song, but specifically by the lyric, "Feeling like my heart's mistaken," which shows the way the media and society have made him feel as if who he is wrong, and that he should morph into whatever society wants him to be, instead of just accepting him for who he really is. The differences of each text are that the main form of oppression in Lost Voices was race and gender and was shown outwardly, while in Heaven the oppression was about his sexuality and was almost entirely internalized. Lost Voices is performed by Darius Simpson, who is an African-American man, and by Scout Bosley, who is a Caucasian woman. This poem uses the aspect of voice, lip-syncing, and by switching microphones to represent them swapping voices and losing them. Heaven is performed by Troye Sivan, who is an openly gay singer who had a religious upbringing. This text uses the aspects of singing and personal experience to present his own story, which would resonate with many LGBTQ plus kids growing up. The realness in each text is astounding. Every person on earth has experienced or witnessed an act of prejudice, whether it be towards you or just hearing a friend say something ignorant. All of these examples are acts of social prejudice. These performers are standing up for not just what they believe in, but are sharing their experiences to show others that their stories aren't just stories, but that they are reality and happen in the world we live in today. No one should ever have to experience the kind of discrimination and feeling that these performers have dealt with, which is why speaking up about your experiences and feelings are incredibly important. Take a moment to think about whether you have experienced prejudice. If the answer is no, think harder. Every person on the planet has been a part of some form of social prejudice, whether it be on the giving or the receiving end. Thank you.